Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Prozen and Mukafim. This is the sixth shiur in the series, B'siyata Dishmaya. And the Yesod HaDvarim that we've been discussing is that there are really two chiyuvim. There's the chiyuv HaTzibul and chiyuv HaYochid and Yodalid. And then there's the chiyuv HaTzibul, which is depending on your place. There's a mechayiv of the place. If it's you're in a praz, it's yadalid. If you're in a mukaf, it's tesvav. And like I said, this is the sixth shir, so we've said a lot already, b'siyata d'shmaya. And now we're continuing. So it would appear, based on the foregoing, and this is all, again, based on the Torah of Reinu V'Rabbeinu, Mor Einenu, Zichr Tzadik Livracha L'shmo L'zichr Tavis Kol Nefesh, that even those shittas that hold, that you don't need Asara Batlanim to be called a krach. We saw shittas Haramban in order to be called a krach. You need Asara Batlanim, but other shittas hold not like that. It's also shittas Haramban, like the Magad Mishnah writes, 1:8 Ayin Sham. That's not because these shittas do not subscribe to the Ikar HaYisoid, that there's a din miyuchod of tzibur b'chiyuvei Purim. Even though they don't require that a krach should have 10 people, that's not because they don't subscribe to the idea of a chiyuv tzibul. That explains easily the shita that it doesn't have a din krach if it doesn't have a sar batlanim, because a sar batlanim creates a sibul. But even if you hold that you don't need a sar batlanim in order to be a krach, nevertheless, they still subscribe to the basic fundamental principle which we've been fleshing out, which is that there is a din miyichod of a tzibur b'chiyuvei Purim. B'shezeu yisod ha-din dekrochim, and this is the foundation of the din of the krochim, that they're din tzibur. And that's why that's what the mechayiv of tesvav. Just this shita holds that b'krach, since it's a krach, since it's a walled city, regardless of the number of batlonim in the city, it's always going to have a din krach, and you're going to have to read on the 15th. It's always going to have a chiyuv bifnei atzmai of reading on the 15th. Because that's the place. The place is machayev. The fact that it's a walled city is machayev to read on the 15th. And therefore, if you have a kfar, that's not a krach, it's not a walled city, if bechlal doesn't have a chiyuv tzibul, as we discussed in a previous shir, because it doesn't have, it's a kfar, it doesn't have a sar batlanim, it doesn't have a chiyuv tzibur. Umishim she'eno krach, sha'idei din krach, didei yasa ha'mokom mitzad atzmo, la'mokom mesuyev, ha'machayev purim mitzad ha'mokom. So mitzad ha'mokom, it's not machayev purim, it's not machayev purim mitzad the amount of people there. And memeil, it's only going to be a chiyuv yochid in a kfar. I think in a krach, if it's a walled city, then it has, out of the wall, it has a chiyuv tzibur. Since it's a mukof, and the krach, if it wouldn't have the walled city, if it wouldn't have a wall, then they'd be reading on Yodalid. But it's because of the wall that they're reading on Tesvav, because of that special chiv of the makom. So based on this, we can explain as follows, that the Yerushalmi has a shaila. Ben krach mau sheyoytzi ben ir. Can a mukof, a ben krach, b'motzi a paru, ze ben ir. Shekev anshak kol yoytzim b'yodalit, since everybody is yotzi on the 14th, which is the zman kriya. For everybody has a chiyuv yochid to read on yodalit, as we explained at length. Ein hakavana b'ze de ben krach shekor b'yodalit yotzi legamre yidei chovoso. It's not pshat that a ben krach who reads on the 14th is totally yotze. In other words, the Yerushalmi says that he can be motzi because he's also considered mechuyev b'davar. No, the pshat is not that he's yotze legamre, but since legabe lechiv of yechidim he's chayev, Because we said even a ben krach al tischiuv yochid is chayav an yodalid l'kabeze yodalid with man kriya lakol. So yodalid is the time of reading for everybody. And in this chiyuv achen yatsa ben krach shekola biyudalid yidei chovoso. And taka the ben krach who reads on yudalid is fulfilling his obligation by reading on yudalid. His personal obligation, his individual obligation, avol b'chiyuv de tzibur hamutol olav vada yalfinan mikroi de bizmaneyem dizmano shel ze ulo kizmano shel ze. But definitely we learn from the psukim, zman, zman, zmanim, zmaneim, like we see in the beginning of the Gemara and Megillah, that they have different times. A krach has a different time than an ear, and vice versa. So you can't be yotze your chiyuv tzibur on the 14th. You can only be yotze your chiyuv yachid. But since you could be yotze your chiyuv yachid, he could be motzi a ben ir his chiyuv completely. Why? Because it's considered a kriyas chiyuv. In other words, the ben ir has two chiyuvim. He's a chiyuv al tziyachid and a chiyuv al tzibur. So you could be motzi in both, because you're called, you the ben krach, or who's reading on the 14th, is called a bar chiyuva, because you have a chiyuv yachid to read on the 14th. And in Mele, you could be motzi a ben ir, who's chayiv both al tzchiyuv yochid and chiyuv tzibur to read on the 14th. But your reading is a good enough reading because it's called the reading of a bar chiyuva. V'kol sheshama kriyas chiyuv shaper yesh loymar sheyotza hashemeh b'zeh yidei chovotza legamrei. So as long as you hear a kriyas chiyuv, you're yotze. In the Sefer Chochma Shleime of Reb Shlomo Kluger, in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tof Reish Pei Ches, he says an interesting chiddush, that if somebody is chayiv mi sofek, he's moitzi es havada yidei chovasoi. Why? Because al koponim lemaisa he's considered mechuyev. So we see it's not talui in the actual chiyuv, but rather in the shame kriya, is it a kriyas chiyuv or not? So here also our kriya of the ben krach is considered a kriyas chayva, which is sufficient to enable him to be moitzi the ben ir on the 14th, because als the ben krach, it's a kriyas chayva because he's chayv on yodalit, and memele he could be moitzi a ben ir, but he's only chayv chiv chovetz yachid, but it doesn't matter. He's still considered a kriyas chayv, and memele he could be moitzi. In the Peri Chodosh, in the Prima Godim, in Mishpatzos Zov, in Sif Koton Beis, they write that the mashmos of the Yerushalmi is that this shaila of whether a ben krach can be motzi a ben ir was not resolved. Loi ifshito afal pi shehisika Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi concluded bipshitus shehakol yotzi midei chovosu biyodalet shuzman kriyosa, ayin sham bedivrei achroinim hanal lepri chodesh in the Purim Megodim. And the shaila is, how do they say that the shaila wasn't resolved? V'heichalim nifshita abaya, I, the Yerushalmi, was masik, that the ben krach is considered mechuyev b'davar on yudalit as well. So what's the shaila? How is the shaila not resolved? Look at what the Prima Gadim says there. It's a grace of tzarech iyon. So we must say, shemavuah mizeh kanal, sheben krach biyud dalid yotzi yedei chovosoi rak b'kriyas hayechidim uvadei chayev hu lachzor velikroi b'tesvov mitzat chiyuvat tzibur shel krach she'enoi elo b'tesvov ele she'al yedei zeh yesh mokom loymar kanal dehovele kriya shel mechuyev b'dovo v'yotzi ben yedei chovosoi legamai dei kriya zu. אבל אין זה מוכרח, ובדאי ייתכן שכלפי חיוב הציבור שבן הקרח אינו מחויב כלל בדבר, לא יוצא בן עיר ידי חובו סביש או לחזור ולקרוי, ולכן שפיר נקשר הדבר בבעיה בירושלמי, כמו שקוצב הפרי חודש. So we see from this that a ben krach on yudalit is yotze ידי חובו סביש only in the kriyas היחידים, and therefore he has to read again on תסבב, מצד אז חיוב ציבור. So maybe it is, maybe it's still a kriyas chiyuv on yodalit, and therefore there's a tzadi's motzi the ben yir, but there's also a tzad, it's not muchrach. Is it sad that since it's not a sufficient reading for him, it's not fully sufficient because he's still chayv al tischoivus ben krach, the 15th, the makom, the mele is not yotz motzi the ben year, and therefore the Yerushalmi blighted with the shayla, as the Pri Chodesh and the Pri Magadim want to say. In the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh of Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, and Simon Tesvov, he brings the name of the Maril Diskin Zatzal, who brings the Gro, based on the Yerushalmi, that a Ben Krach, who reads on Yud Dalid, is Yotze. That's only if he can't read Bishi Efshel Loi Likroi B'Tesvov, if he's unable to read on the 15th. Sh'az chayvu likro miyos b'yodalit, then al koponim he has to read on the 14th. Avol kishe evshe likro b'tesvov, but if it's, he's able to read on the 15th, then he's not yotze on the 14th. So we have to understand, maishne evshe mishe I evshe. If you're not yotze on the 14th when it's evshe, what's mechayiv to read on the 14th when it's I evshe? How can you be yotze? You're not Yotze on the 14th, you're not Yotze. If you are, you are. But Mechites isn't seen Efsher and Efsher. But Lechoyra, it's more Tamua, besides that Kasha, that the Yerushalmi learns from this din that a Ben Krach is Motzi Ben Yer Yidei Chovaso. Mishum Sha'a Yidei Zesh, a Ben Krach Yotze Yidei Chovaso B'Yudalit. Because since a Ben Krach is Yotze on the 14th, he's considered Mechuyiv B'davar. And it's Pashut that the Yerushalmi is not talking about a case. Ve'ari Pshito, the Loi Ma'iriya Yerushalmi, Rak B'Yevsha Likroi B'Tesvav. Not only talking about a case where you can't read on the 15th. Even if you can read on the 15th, you're still Motzi the 14th guy on the 14th. Kstama de Milsa. Now, since in such a case where you can read on the 15th, you're not Yotze on the 14th, according to the Maril Diskin, how are you Motzi a Ben Ir? You're not Yotze. If you're not Yotze, then how can you be Motzi a Ben Ir on the 14th? If you're not Yotze. Ve'advarim orim t'miya rabati. There's only two sheilot. Ma'ishna efshel mi'ishi'i efshel ve'asheila ashniya. Im tzodek amaril diskin sheshevdel bein efshel l'shi'i efshel. And how is a ben krach motzi a ben ir on the 14th? B'shevshel likra on the 15th. He's not yotze himself. Has he yotze yen motzi yenim? Has he motzi the other guy? Aval afit vareinu muvuar itev. Afit vareinu advarim meirim kesapirim kekochavim mazhirim beim zakim ubirim. שנראה שעיקר כוונתו היא שבן קרח ביודלד יוצא רק ידי חויבס היחידים ולא ידי חויבס הציבור. הבן קרח on the 14th is only יוצא his יוחי דיקה חויבה, but not his ציבור דיקה חויבה. And therefore he has to read again on the 15th. And there we can say that's enough for him to be motzi a ben ir yidei chovaso legamre u'kfi shekvar hisbiarnu. Ela shekanireh haya nireh lamaril diskin dochuk lu'ukmei loshan Yerushalmi diyotze b'yedal yidei chovaso rak yidei chovas hayichidim ve'akati mechuyivu legamre b'chiyuv atzibu. However, it appeared to the Maril Diskin that it's dochuk, that pshat in the Yerushalmi is, that he's yotze on the 14th, his yochidik chiyuv, but he's still mechuyiv legamrei b'chiyuv atzibur. And therefore the Maril Diskin said a different pshat. V'lachein pirish lo Maril Diskin al oifen shi'eb. I just want to note as an aside that the Maril Diskin was mamish gana gana goinim. Something to talk about. The Maril Diskin was off the charts. No, he's awfully off the charts. So you know when you're Yotze and you're Dalid? when you can't read on Tes Vav. So there, listen, if you can read on Tes Vav, so then be Yotze Yochavis Yochir and Chavis Sibur on Tes Vav. But if you can't read on Tes Vav Bichlal, then at least be Yotze Yochavis Yochir and Yodal. That's why it's Shna Efshir Mishi Efshir. If it's Efshir to read on the 15th, so then be Yotze both of your Chiyuvim on the 15th. But if it's a Yafsir, at least Chaper and Yochavis Yochid. At least Chaper and Yochavis Yochid. Sha'az Nishar Alav on the 15th. You can't read on the 15th. So it still blives with the chiyuv that it can be makayim on the 14th. Ben krach can also be makayim that in yudalit. And in such an instance, the Yerushalmi says he's Yotze. If he can't do it on the 15th, he's Yotze on the 14th because he has his Chovas Yachid. And the Melan is Afal when he's Yotze on the 14th. His Chovas Yachid because that's all he's got. So in such a case, he's also Motzi someone else. So this Maral Diskin is a great siyuah to what we've been saying in Marshall's. It's a great proof for what we're saying. Because there's a chayves yachir and a chayves sibur. So the Maral Diskin's thesis is that if you can't be yotze, you're chayves yachir and chayves sibur on the 15th. So at least be yotze, you're chayves yachir on the 14th. But that shows that there are two chayves. There's a chayves yachir and a chayves sibur. And the chayves yachir is fundamentally on the 14th. But if you live in a 15th place, then the Chavis Yochid is Nigra to the Chavis Tzibur and you Yotze everything on the 15th, like we said. The Chazanish had gefrekt in eure Chaim in Simen Kuf Nun Beis, the Seif Kotten Beis, that based on the Yerushalmi, that a Ben Krach who reads on the 14th, is Yotze. So how is it Shaykh, the din of the Yerushalmi that the Ramban brings in the Melchamos and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, which we spoke about already, that a Ben Ir who moves to a Krach. In other words, we have a Ben Ir, and on the 14th, he is in a Krach. You have a ben ear. In the 14th, he's in the ear. And then in the 15th, he's in the krach. What's the din? He has to read again in the 15th. If in the 14th, he's in the city. And then in the 15th, he moves to the krach. He has to read in the krach on the 15th. Frekt the chazon ish. V'chi gorahu mi ben krach atzmo ishek. Is he any less than a Ben Krach himself? If he reads in the 14th, he's Yotze. He doesn't have to read again in the 15th. So why, if you have a Ben Ir, you have a guy who normally lives in the city, and then in the 15th he moves to the Krach. He has to read again. Why does he have to read again? If a Ben Krach would read on the 14th, he's Yotze. And he doesn't have to read again on the 15th. So if a Ben Krach who read on the 14th doesn't have to read on the 15th, then why would a Ben Ir who read on the 14th in the city have to read again on the 15th? Just like the Ben Krach who reads on the 14th is Yotze, the Ben Ir who read on the 14th should also be Yotze. Why should he have to read again on the 15th when he goes to the Krach? Azoi kach hiksha chazonish. אבל לפי דברינו, הרי לא מיירי הירושלמי על עניין קיום מצס היחיד, ירושלמי זה לנתוק גם את קיום מצס היוחיד. And therefore, when it says that a Ben Krach who reads in the 14th is Yotze, is Yotze is Chovas Yochid, אבל he has to read again in the 15th, that's Chovas Tzibur, that's Chovas Ben Krach. And then maybe who had in the Ben Ir, who's in the 14th in the year, when he's Oiker Di Rosso on the 15th to the Krach, he has to read Nachamol. That's why the Yerushalmi says that Vanir is okay, Lekrach has to do it again on the 15th. He has to read again on the 15th. Al Tzchoyves Tzibur, just like a Ben Krach, who reads on the 14th. Yeah, right. He's Taka Yotze for reads on the 14th, but only Tzchoyves Yochid, not Tzchoyves Tzibur. No, Marv Rabbi Sai. This isn't awesome. This isn't awesome. Super awesome. So we still have a lot more to talk about. In Baruch Hashem. It's so exciting. It's so delicious, Rabbi Sai. Delicious. So please stay tuned, and we will have more Belina there. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.